Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is Pastor Barbara Burns with the Spirit of Truth. Amen. This is a Monday, a wonderful Monday. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're still teaching on a series of Psalms, but until I can get my computer fixed, amen, I won't be able to go into it. But I got a word for you. I tell you, I don't care what the enemy say. I don't care what Satan do. He is a defeated soul. All you have to do is believe. Whatever God tell you concerning your life and your livelihood, you don't have to worry about it because God got it already in control. He works miracles. He works in the supernatural. And a lot of times when you've seen Israel, as they were going through battles, from one battle to the next with the enemy, they had many enemies, the Philistines, Syria, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Ammonites, the Amorites, my God, and so many others, the Canaanites, amen, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, and oh, my God, so many others that opposed the will of God, and God had to literally step in and help them at all times. And that's the way he does with us, amen. God works in a miraculous way, and we be looking for him to come one way, and he's already doing it in the supernatural in order to, for us to see the manifestation and get the glory out of our lives. I just want to praise you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to move by your spirit. Send the angels and let your people begin to understand that you do a supernatural thing. Amen. Praise God. In the earth realm for them in order to overcome what Satan is trying to bring forth. Praise God. There are many, 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 many hidden treasures in you and also in us. Amen, that we can utilize for your glory. So I ask you, Father God, to strengthen those that need strengthening this evening and those that need healing, heal them, God, and let them know that, God, you won't leave them nor forsake them. And, Father God, I just thank you for restoring back marriages, children back to the home, Lord God, healing in the physical body as well as the mind. Because Satan want to use our minds as the battleground. He want to use our minds to try to overthrow the will of God. But even in the midst of that, you're doing a supernatural thing, amen, and as a supernatural manifestation, and only if people could see in the realm like I see, in the dimensions like I see, they will see that God said, never believe enough for sake of me, he won't fail. Ain't no failure in him. And they begin to trust in you, Father, more and stop fearing. So, God, we thank you for adding a blessing to the word because I'm excited about the word today. Amen. There's power. Amen. And the word, amen, the thoughts of your mind today is fear not. The chariots of fire have come. Amen. Praise God. And it's coming out of 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 23. You know, one of the greatest things that we have to deal with is fear. And the Bible let us know that fear is torment. Amen. Praise God. And it causes us to literally get out of the will of God when we begin to fear. And we shouldn't have any fear because we don't have no place with the devil. The devil is a thief. He come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Fear starts in the emotions, and it comes from stress, anxiety, sudden panic, or dread of what will happen in the future or in the next minute or in that same day. Well, Israel had to go through various issues, and one of the things that they had to deal with was warfare.
And the Bible said the weapons of our warfare, I bless God, are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, casting down those imagination, those images that Satan projects in your thoughts. Amen. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Praise God. And so those images, those thoughts that Satan uses against the will of God will make you have no confidence in God, less confidence, no trust in him, and then you begin to panic, and then you begin to have all kind of problems in your physical body, and then you begin to get sick, or you begin to get stressed so bad until you begin to make mistakes because you don't wait on the Lord when you fear. The Bible said that, amen, praise God. We have to wait on the Lord, amen, and we know that this battle is not ours, but it is the Lord, and once you begin to pray and intercede and walk in faith, amen, you find favor with God, amen, praise God. And let's take, for instance, what fear can do. Fear will have you, amen, in such a stressful way that when your boss tells you that next week they're going to meet with you, one of the things that will happen is you'll sit down, amen, praise God, for a whole week and think about, well, what's going to happen to me and how will this be and what will go on in the meeting? Is he going to fire me? And then all kind of thoughts come in, and those are thoughts given to you by Satan. Amen, praise God. That's why God's tells us whatever you do in your life, think upon the things that are good, that are lovely, that are happy and pleasant. Amen. I'm paraphrasing it so that you won't entertain the things and the words that Satan sends to you. Satan is a word demon. He uses words against you in order to cause you to fear. He'll stack you up with words of trouble and all of those things that he wants you to feel. Amen, because he's after the soulless realm. He's after emotions. He likes to play with the emotions. He likes to challenge the mind. I had to deal with him over 14 years ago, and a young man was telling me, he said, well, Satan say he's going to do this to you, and you can't do this here. And so I began to listen to the man and tell him, I said, Satan can't do nothing to me. And he continued to tell me, you know, what Satan said he was going to do and all that kind of stuff. And I had the faith then, but it wasn't established like it is now. And I tell you what that man was saying, that Satan was saying, was exactly what Satan was saying. Satan came to me years later and told me, you know, you want to play another mind game? He was working on my mind and overthrowing me, causing me to walk in fear, causing me to walk in stress. I mean, and always making mistakes, always being depressed, always being where I couldn't deal with life situations. But before then, I could walk down the streets of whatever, and if it was anything going on with my children, I didn't fear Satan at all, and I would let the people know that was fighting against my child, amen, praise God. My children, I would just tell them off and say whatever I got to say because I trusted God. Well, God, amen, through the things that Satan had did to me, had to build me up back again with trust and belief, amen. He tore down my belief. He tore down my faith. He tore down everything, my reason and my logic, and I was just like a fruit basket. I was just crazy as I could be. And I had to build myself back up in the Word, amen. And it took a long time. Saints, I mean, it took a long time. But now, praise God, because of where I am, I can tell you, amen, you don't have to fret. You don't have to worry about anything. If God said it, watch God move. But not only, amen, praise God, will fear cause these things in reference to your boss. It will literally cause you to be in an uproar when it comes to your marriage. What will happen when your husband calls you and tell you, I want to talk to you, amen, and then when he get home, he tell you, well, I'm no longer interested in the marriage. I got another lover, and I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I'm gay. and all of a sudden your whole world just falls to the floor because you've been sleeping with a man that's been fooling around with another man, or vice versa, you know, and all of a sudden you have to deal with that. Panic, depression, all of that. And Satan works with that, amen, in order to overthrow you. So he's fighting you. When the doctor tell you, you know, I found a lump on your breast and it could be cancerous, and I give you the information on tomorrow, and then all through the night you done stress yourself so much until what you thought wasn't going to be anything, or you was hoping it wasn't, but you done messed it up, and all of a sudden he comes in and tell you that you do have cancer. But all of those emotions are tied to your nervous system, and it stresses you out to the point that, amen, sickness will occur. There are sicknesses that occur because of fear. But I could go on and tell you more and more about what fear does, but fear triggers irritable bowel syndromes and stress, and to the point that sickness will come along with anger and hatred and unforgiveness and revenge. And these things shouldn't be, because the Bible literally states we must have perfect love, and because we have perfect love, it will cast out all fear, for fear is torment. So fear will begin to torment you to the point that you don't know what to do. You really end up, sometimes people lose their minds because of fear. So my message is speaking about, amen, fear that Israel had to face, amen, and the natural as well as the physical on a daily basis, amen, praise God. Fear without and fear within. Amen. Praise God. And if we look at the scripture in 2 Kings chapter, praise God, 6, starting at, amen, thank you, Jesus. Verse, praise God, thank you, Jesus. 10, and the king of Israel sent to, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. Let's go back up to 8. And then the Bible literally said, then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. Amen. Praise God. When the enemy comes in, the enemy begins to talk his mind. Satan was talking to Adam, wife Eve, at the beginning of creation, words that was powerful enough to cause her to alter the course of her life. And then she gave that tree of the knowledge of good and evil fruit to Adam, and he ate of it, and it messed up all creation. And so we know that from the beginning of creation, if we look at, amen, the status that God is sovereign. God is a God of peace, amen, but he can also be a God of war, amen, and he also has an army, and he is our battle axe. So before creation, God had literally, amen, praise God, him and the Holy Spirit and wisdom and Jesus Christ and other beings, amen, that God had assigned it to create the heavens and earth. They were in the heavens creating, amen, the earth, amen, the planets, the stars, and all of those various things. And I can give you a great teaching on that. Amen. Praise God. But while God was working to create us, amen, and the earth, the heavens, amen, praise God, and all the planets, well, Satan was up in heaven, amen, rebelling against God. He was doing a coup, amen, like the African people do and all of these other nations do. They do a coup. They rebel against each other in the midst of leadership. Amen, praise God. And the Bible shows it in Isaiah chapter 14 where God, amen, praise God. Jesus said he saw Satan as lightning fall from the heavens. Amen, praise God, fall out of the sky. And God kicked him down into the earth realm. Well, before, amen, God had kicked him down into the earth realm, one of the things that happened was, amen, by Satan rebellion, the tree of knowledge of good and evil was in heaven first, saints. All things come from heaven before it can even enter into the earth realm. And Satan had partake of this stuff by his own doings, his own will, him and those angels that followed him. Just remember, Satan had a place in heaven, amen, where he was literally a region that he was given authority over. So he had a position, and then he was an archangel. He sang, he was beautiful, and he sang songs, and he did all of this kind of stuff. He made melody to the Lord, but he decided he wanted to rebel, coup against God. And so he decided to eat off of that tree of knowledge and good and evil, and that really defiled him even more. But God said before, amen, anything that occurred in Satan, he said iniquity was found in Satan. So Satan literally had iniquity in him, and he decided to rebel against God. Amen. So, amen, during that time of creation, God went and he kicked him out of heaven. Amen. And that was the first time war was given. Amen. Praise God. To any entity. And it was given for God to deal with. Before then, God had never had to have a battle with no other entities. No, beside him, amen, the Bible said he was, amen, and there is no other. So he had no reason to fight against the angels that he created, amen. He had no reason to fight against nothing else, amen, because there was nothing else. So the first battle was started, amen, when Satan did what he did. So anyway, after Satan defiled mankind, amen, praise God, God had to clean up the genetic composition of mankind. Then he had to go in and choose a nation of people, amen, and separate them from all the other nations, because all the other nations that were birthed, amen, forth, amen, had the genetic composition of Satan in it, amen, and they were rebellious, they were warlike people, they were fighters, they would always persecute, amen, those that were of the seed of God. And I can go into more detail, but my minutes are short on this segment. Amen, praise God. But one of the things that happened, amen, with God not only came to save us, amen, praise God, but he had to deliver us, amen, from the enemy, praise God, like he did with the, amen, praise God, the Syrians and the Babylonians and the Egyptians. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so, amen, he would use his angels, amen, to fight against Satan in the heavens, in the unseen, as well as to assist us, praise God, in battle. Amen. And so he used that many times to help Israel, praise God, because it was a spiritual battle, supernatural battle, as well as a natural battle that was fought in the ground, in the earth realm. So God was always going in and delivering Israel, amen, as Israel would obey God and not rebel against him. So the Bible said, these Syrians, amen, praise God, in the ninth verse, and it said, and man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither these Syrians are come. And his name is Elisha, not Elijah. Elijah was dead and gone on, but Elisha, amen, praise God, was on the scene now, and he had the power. Praise God. He was the one who had the double portion, got the double portion. So Elisha warned the king of Israel to beware not to pass in such a place. God is literally telling us over and over, you're going in the wrong direction. Don't go that way, because the enemy is there waiting on you. That is a natural enemy, but there's an enemy that's in the spirit realm, and it's Satan. And he's waiting on you. You can't see that, amen. And you can't see what's going on because it's in the realm. It's up in the heavens. And so God is saying, amen, praise God, to beware not to go in the direction that you want to go, because the Bible said there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is destruction. Oh, praise God, hallelujah, but it's going the way Holy Ghost wanted to go. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen, from thither the Syrians are come down. and Elisha was telling him, he said, this is the way the Syrians are going. We go in the way where our enemies are coming down in order for them to destroy us. We just set ourselves up. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of and saved himself there not once nor twice, but he saved himself by walking in obedience to the prophet. Sometimes when you hear prophets, they're false prophets. You can't listen to them. It's going the way of the Holy Spirit that you got to literally attend to. Amen. Praise God. So Elisha had warned the king of Israel, don't go that way because the Syrians are in that direction. But, amen, he was going to give them instructions later. Amen. Praise God. So therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore. Amen. And he was troubled for this thing. Amen. Praise God. And he called his servants and he said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? Now the king of Syria said, now there's a leak. Amen. In the military strategy, and something has gone out, and I can't understand. Are y'all for the Israelites, or is somebody, amen, praise God, a spy, and they going out to, amen, tell Israel what we're doing? Amen, praise God. So the Bible said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled. He was troubled to the point that he wanted to literally, amen, stop, amen, Israel from, amen, knowing anything. And his servants, he called his servants, and then the servants said unto them, we will not, amen, the ones, we're not the ones, amen, betray you. We will not betray you, but there's one that's from Israel. Amen, praise God, and he's the one that's revealing to Israel what's going on. Tell your neighbor, amen, to fear not, because God knows what's going on, and he's able to, amen, praise God, send the chariots of fire in order to destroy your enemy. And once of his servants, amen, said, none, my Lord, he was telling the Syrian king, he's saying, amen, leader, none, amen, praise God, we're not the enemy, praise God, we're sticking by you. But he said, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tell it the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy chamber. The prophet would hear the words of the king of Syria, and he would go and tell the king of Israel what the enemy was planning against Israel. God will tell you what the enemy is plotting against you if you stick by him and begin to pray and search out the things that's needed for your life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible said, amen, Frank, thank you, Jesus. Elisha was telling, amen, the king of Israel what Syrian king was saying. Amen. And he said, go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him. Now, the Syrian king was so desperate that he wanted Elisha, amen, to come in his presence so that he could put a stop to Elisha telling the king of Israel what was going on. But look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, God got a trap set for your enemy. Don't fear, for the chariots of fire is coming to you, praise God, by way of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he's going to bring you out and deliver you from your enemies. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't have to fear. You don't have to get irritable syndrome. You don't have to be tormented. You don't have to worry about what the husband is going to say and the boss is going to say, because God going to tell you what's going on, so that when you walk into the office, amen, of your enemies or your, those that have rejected you, you will know it already, and God will always deliver on time. Amen. Praise God. So, amen. Praise God. They fetched, amen, Elisha, amen, in Dothan. And then it said, therefore, amen, send he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they camped by night and compassed the city about. Now, this Syrian was so desperate, this king was so desperate,
that he sent horses and chariots, amen, and they encamped. They went all around, amen, Dothan, and literally, amen, surrounded it that nobody could leave out. Amen, praise God. That's how bad he was. He wanted Elisha. Praise God. And when the servant of the man of God was raised early, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, at last, master, my master, how shall we do? Amen. And the king told him, said, this is what I want you to do. I want you to catch Elisha. Amen. Praise God. I want you to capture Elisha. Praise God. But then God, amen, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, told his servant, amen, Elisha what to do. And Elisha told his servant, he said, don't worry about it. The chariots are there. They are encompassed about us, amen, both in the city, amen, and all around the neighborhood, amen. Praise God. But he said, at last, my master, how shall we do? And Elisha was telling, amen, his servant, he said, now this is what we're going to do. Amen, praise God, amen, he said. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Elisha said, they in Dothan, they're going to try to capture me. They're going to try to question me. They're going to try to do this here. He said, but don't worry, God got a plan. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Amen. For the Old Testament as well as the New Testament. Amen. And the things that God has planned will shortly come to, amen, pass. Amen. So Elisha began to pray. And he said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. He asked God to open his servant's eyes so that he could see and understand that God was with them. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Oh, my God, that's the saying, great is he that's in us than he that's in the world. There are more, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that with us and with them. And so the young man began to see the power and the glory of God and the supernatural works that God had did for Elisha, because Elisha obeyed the Lord. When the prophet obeyed the Lord, God would send forth a standard every time. So the chariots of fire was all around Elisha. And no matter how the Syrians tried to get in and get to him, amen, praise God, God had set a trap. And that the Bible said, when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. Now, what Elisha did was, amen, set a trap, amen. God had set a trap, amen. Elisha had walked, amen, literally, amen, in the will of God. God had set up a trap by the mouth of Elisha, the words Elisha spoke, amen, praise God. And when the Syrians, amen, got before Elisha, they seen the chariots of fire. Because then Elisha asked God to open up now the enemy's eyes. God will open up your enemy's eyes. Amen. Praise God. And what they are trying to do, they're going to see nothing but the power of God. The chariots of fire coming in to deliver you. Somebody's going through husband, job problem, children problem, all these things that they're going through. But if they follow the will of God and trust in God, God got a chariot of fire that's surrounding you. Enemy come in and try to surround you and penetrate and try to defeat you. But if you have the mindset of God, God said the enemy won't be able to penetrate through. I'm going to tell you, I won't be able to finish the message, amen, to the entirety, but this thing I want to leave with you. Whenever the enemy come in, God has already strategized the enemy's defeat, amen, like he did when he cast Satan out of heaven, amen, and he's been whooping his behind ever since. God has already worked it out for you, and all you have to do is say, God, send the chariots of fire. Amen. My enemy getting close to me. God send the chariots of fire. Trouble is all around me. God send the chariots of fire. And watch God. Have a wonderful day.